Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being salt and light. In doing so, we're finishing up a daily focus on the Beatitudes and looking at each of those blessings one at a time. Did the first six of them last week and continued yesterday. But looking at those being blessed things while keeping in mind that the purpose of being blessed is so that we would be salt and light. The instruction of Jesus, the command of Jesus, the declaration of Jesus that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world is a result of being blessed. The declaration is a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. It all flows together. It's all for our benefit. So today we're going to talk and pray, focus in on blessed are the persecuted. But not just all the persecuted. Not just persecution of any kind. He says, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. Sometimes we're persecuted because we antagonize people. Because we're hateful and spiteful and mean. Sometimes our definition of persecution is anyone looking at us wrong. Anyone correcting us? Anyone trying to help us live more in the image of Christ? You see, the text itself says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I believe it's Paul that writes and says, if you suffer for doing wrong, Tom Lemler paraphrases, quit complaining about it. You deserve it. And if you suffer for doing right, count it yourself blessed to be worthy. Suffer with Christ. And Jesus began that thinking when he says, if you're persecuted for righteousness, true righteousness, righteousness not of your own works, not of your own doing, but of Jesus. Sorry, I got distracted. Deer just walked by my window. But that kind of righteousness, the righteousness brought about by the blood of Jesus, cleansing us from all unrighteousness. If you're persecuted because of that, then it's indication that you belong to the kingdom of heaven. Generally, we're not going to put up with being persecuted for something that we don't even agree with. We live in a world, you probably noticed, that is very divided and very divisive. And people want to label everyone else. You're a liberal, you're a conservative, you're this or you're that. And sometimes a person is claimed by those around them to be something and they don't want to be identified with that. And they make it clear. It's kind of like Peter. When the individuals come out and says, you've been with Jesus. You sound like you are from that same era. You must be one of his disciples. And well, at that point in his life, as Jesus is standing trial, he did not want to be associated with Jesus. He did not want to be blessed with the possibility of persecution because of his connection to Jesus. But Jesus says, if you're persecuted for righteousness, then it shows that you're holding fast to the righteousness obtained through the blood of Jesus, declared by God. It's a living life, not looking for a fight, not looking for opposition, but not ducking it either. Not hiding. Not betraying. You see, it's not that we earn the kingdom of heaven or a place in it by enduring persecution. Our standing with God comes through our surrender to Jesus and our faith in the work that he accomplished. But because of that standing, we endure persecution as a blessing. Because we understand the reason, if in fact that is the reason we're being persecuted, is that we belong to Christ. And Paul makes it clear in his writings that the suffering that a person may endure for the sake of Christ is so temporary compared to the glorious riches of Christ. And when we understand the blessing of belonging, we consider it, while not worthy, it's considered by God to be worthy, that somehow we join in the suffering of Jesus and are united with him in his resurrection. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to be declared righteous. Not of our own works, because that'll never happen. We're just not that good. We simply can't sustain that perfection. But because of Jesus, the work that he accomplished on the cross, because his blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And as we're cleansed, we present ourselves to Jesus as our high priest who declares that we are indeed righteous. So, Father, help us to understand how blessed we are when those who oppose you recognize that we belong to you. We belong to your kingdom. And not that we look for a fight, not that we look for opposition, not that we encourage through our actions, our words, our attitudes, any opposition. But we know, because people who continually reject you are influenced by the evil one. And it leads to a persecution. Father, I pray for those who are truly persecuted in this world because of their faith, because of righteousness. Not just the minor stuff that we tend to think is major when we're made fun of or we're excluded or someone disagrees with us, but those who are beaten and imprisoned and killed. Father, they do so because they understand the blessing of being a kingdom citizen. They're not willing to give that up. Help us to have that kind of courage. That if that type of persecution would come to where we're at, we would stand as those blessed because we belong to you. Father, help us as salt and light, in truth and love, to lift up Jesus in the midst of any persecution so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.